The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject: I want to do more than smoke with her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 41-year-old single man, and I have a great job, my own car, and a very nice apartment. Ideally, I want to buy a house, and I'm working on it. There's a beautiful woman that lives in my complex. She's got that Nia Long vibe, and she's a chocolate goddess. We've seen each other in passing, and I speak, and she speaks back. She doesn't have men going in and out of her place. Excuse me.
She doesn't.
Did you just call?
After that prank?
Hell, you didn't. Yes, Tommy was pranking, but we serious over here.
We're serious.
Hop on this damn Zoom again.
You just try to keep reading.
Disconnected.
I went to the doctor yesterday. I am COVID-free. Thank you.
Okay, come on.
I had to take a drink. Okay, of water. She doesn't have men coming in and out of her place, and she rarely has company at all at her place. Another one of my neighbors said he's tried to get her attention since she moved in, but she's not a friendly person at all. I got my big break last week while I was in the parking lot cleaning out my car. I saw her, and I spoke, and then she walked over to my car and struck up a conversation. She asked if I smoke weed, and I told her yes. She said her connection moved away, and she's been stressed, so she needs some weed. By the way, it's illegal in our area, so I offered to buy her some, and she agreed to ride with me. I was nervous and anxious because so many thoughts were running through my mind as I drove. I wanted to ask her out, but I wasn't sure if it was the right time. Then she mentioned that she's been seeing different females coming in and out of my apartment all times of day and night, especially while we were all supposed to be quarantining. I tried to joke it off, but I don't think it worked. We got the weed and smoked it on the way back home. She told me thanks and said she'd see me around. I didn't even ask her for her phone number. I want to do more than smoke with her, but what if she thinks I'm a player and she's turned off by that? How should I approach her, or have I ruined my chances? Please be honest. Well, she definitely thinks you're a player, and she doesn't like the fact that you have all these women during the quarantine. She doesn't like that, but she thinks you're a player because why else would she mention that? It's interesting. I think she noticed you. I don't know if you were high or what, but I also think that you missed an opportunity to set the record straight when she brought it up right there when she said that about all the women coming in and out of your house. You know, just like you've been watching her and noticing who's coming in and out of her place and how much company she has, it looks like she's been watching you too. Mm-hmm. So I think if you're serious about doing more than smoking with her, you got to step your game up. You got to find or create another opportunity to see her. Then you can ask her for her number, call her, and get to know her. All right, Steve, go ahead.
What? He's done.
It's on you.
He's done.
Mm-hmm. It's on you.
Okay.
I want to do more than smoke.
All right, here. I go. This way. I see this. I want to do more than smoke with her. I got you, player. 41-year-old single man. Got a great job. Own car. Nice apartment. Want to buy a house. You working on it. Congratulations, brother. It's going to happen for you. Dreams come true. Beautiful woman living in the complex. Got that Nia Long thing. Yeah. We done seen each other. I speak and she speaks back. So far, ain't nothing wrong with this letter. It's just going along. Mm-hmm. She ain't got men going in and out of her place and rarely has company at all. My man, observational specialist. That's the way to be, doggy. Don't let up. Another one of my neighbors said he's tried to get her attention since she moved in, but she's not a friendly person at all. Oh, boy, he ain't the one. Talking about she ain't friendly. He ain't the one. He tried to get her attention. He approached her wrong. She don't want him. What the hell you talking to him about it for? Then last week you was in the parking lot cleaning out your car. You saw, spoke to her. She spoke and then walked over to your car and struck up a conversation. What? She did that? Sound pretty friendly to me. That counteracts everything that your homeboy said, right? Okay. Then out of no damn where, she asked you, did you smoke weed? Must have been how you look. I guess weed smokers look a certain way. I don't know. Really? I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah, or either, you know, y'all live close enough where she'd have smelled it coming up under your door, one of the two. But somehow she knew to ask you. You told her yes. She said her connection moved away. She been stressed, so she needs some weed. By the way, it's legal in our area, so I offered to buy her some, and she agreed to ride with me. She so sound friendly to me. She showed some talking, laughing, asking you if you smoke weed. You said, yeah. Now you're going to take her to buy some. She jump in the car and ride with you. It's all going good right here. I was nervous and anxious. So many thoughts was running through my mind as I drove. I wanted to ask her out, but I wasn't sure if this was the right time. Well, I don't see why it wasn't. You scared to ask her out. Y'all driving to get weed. How much more out you need to be?
Shoot your
You're
shot,
going
Steve.
To buy weed, yeah. Boy. Damn. If she'll go with you to buy some weed, I'm pretty right. sure she'll go with you to get something to eat.
Right. All right, hang on, Steve.
You're going to be hungry.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. I want to do more than just smoke weed with her. That's the subject of my strawberry letter for today. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I want to do more than smoke weed with her.
41-year-old single man, got a nice apartment, house, trying to buy a house. Got a nice apartment and a car, trying to buy a house. This woman in the complex, Chocolate Goddess, got this Neil Long thing going on. He been trying to get her attention. He speak to her, she speak back. But she don't have nobody coming in out of place at all. She seemed like a loner. You know, then you was talking to one of your neighbors. He said he tried to get her attention. But she not friendly at all. I told you, just because he wasn't the one. She didn't want to be bothered with him. You was out in the parking lot cleaning out your car. You saw her. You spoke to her. She spoke back to you. Then she walked up to you and struck up a conversation. Mm-hmm. I bet your ass stopped cleaning that car up then, didn't you? I would have. Then y'all got to talking, and then out of nowhere, she asked you, do you smoke weed? Mm. You told her, yeah. She said her connection moved away. She been stressed out. She needs some weed. And then you try to tell him it's legal in your area. That ain't none of my business. So you offered to buy some, and she agreed to ride with you. Now, she sure sound friendly to me. So that rules out what your homeboy was talking about. I was nervous, anxious, riding in the car. So many thoughts running through my mind while I was driving. Oh, Lord. I wanted to ask her out, but I wasn't sure if it was the right time. Y'all already out. Hell, okay. You're buying weed.
Perfect opportunity.
If she'll ride with you to get some weed, why else she won't ride with you? You can go get something to eat. You're going to be smoking weed. You're going to be hungry. One date lead to the next date.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
All right, anyway. Then she mentioned she's been seeing different females come in and out of my apartment all times of day and night. Especially while we were supposed to be quarantined. I tried to joke it off, but I don't think it worked. Well, now we're going to get down to what the letter said. We got the weed, smoked it on the way back home. She told me thanks, said she'd see you around. I ain't ask her for a phone number. I want to do more than smoke with her, but what if she thinks I'm a player and she's turned off by that? How should I approach her, or have I ruined my chances? Please be honest. Dog, listen to me. Hell no, you ain't ruined your chances. It's on and cracking. She knew them women was coming in and out your apartment before she came up to the car and struck up to the conversation. And you ain't got to worry about this stuff Shirley talking about. Shirley don't know this game right here.
Wait,
dog.
What?
This ain't got nothing to do with what Shirley talking about.
Saying the same thing I said.
I'm talking to this man, Shirley. What'd you say, Shirley?
I said for him to step his game up. He just missed an opportunity in the car. That's what I said. He should have asked her in a car. That's exactly what I said. You're usually such a good listener, Steve.
Let me tell you what this is.
Y'all
well, I did, but I heard you say something that I didn't agree with. But anyway, don't worry.
Did you hear Tommy?
What did he say?
I don't know.
What did Tommy say?
Never mind. Never mind.
See, bro, here's the deal. The reason she noticed all them women coming in out your apartment, and, you know, you worried about she might think you're a player. This also could have piqued her curiosity. Mm. So Shirley was right about one thing. You've been checking her out. She been watching you, too.
Yes.
No, Shirley, you weren't. Shirley, you ain't right about everything.
Neither are you.
Do the letter. Well, Shirley, that's what I'm saying. I ain't saying I'm right about everything, but that's why the two of us do the letter, so you can give your opinion, which is always by the book, and then I tell the truth.
And I tell the truth, too.
Well, let me put it this way. You tell the truth all the time. Sometimes I lie.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm very proud. Thank you.
Now, that was truthful.
That's what I'm saying. And sometimes you got to tell people. And so anyway, dog, what I think you need to do is quit tripping.
Dog.
This is what you need to do. Drop a sack off over there.
Just, what?
You know,
yeah.
Drop a sack off at the house.
Now, I don't know nothing about weed because I ain't never bought none legally or illegally. But I do know that used to be called a sack.
A quarter sack was four fingers back in the day. That's probably $300, $500 now. But you buy four fingers in a Ziploc was $25. I'm pretty sure that's about $800 now or something like that. But you need to drop a sack off or something over at the house and say, hey, listen, I was just thinking about you. I don't want to see you out there dealing with this. You know, I think you're a very, you know, nice lady, and I don't want to see you out here having to deal with these people on this level, even though it's legal. I don't want you to have to find a, you know, plug and all this here, so here. I just stopped by. I thought you might enjoy this. One of my favorites. This is Cannabis XO P95. You know, it's a high-level grader. Just give it a trumped-up name. You know, I've been smoking. Crazy, I was smoking this when I was in Vietnam. You know, say stuff like that. Y'all
Vietnam?
Bought this when I was in Vietnam smoking.
41.
Yeah.
He's
well, he only 41, but he went to Vietnam on a vacation. But she ain't got to know that. You know, I was over in Nam. And I bought this in Vietnam and thought you'd enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
That's
post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 46 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.